There's always a certain amount of tension over the question of universities supported by state taxpayers educating students from outside the state, and it's not only an issue in Virginia.
Those who live within the state of North Carolina pay taxes that help contribute to the well-being of the university. So I think that having a majority of our students from North Carolina certainly plays well to those who live here in the state.
That's Andrea Felder, an admissions official at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. For UNC, the cap is 18% non-resident students. In Virginia, there's no limit, but bills to create one will be introduced in the General Assembly this winter. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story in the Fairfax Times by Kate Anchulis about yet another round of bills in the General Assembly coming up this winter that would put a cap on out-of-state students.
David, the push is coming mostly from the D.C. suburbs, where lots of rejection letters are coming to students applying to state universities.
Basically, the population in Virginia is now centered in Northern Virginia. There's a lot of high-achieving students there, and there's just not room for everybody.
It seems there are two schools where the out-of-state percentage is drawing particular attention, David. They are the University of Virginia and the College of William and Mary. Lawmakers are hearing from voters, and they're reacting.
They're looking at the roles of William and Mary and UVA and seeing that one-third of the student body of undergrads is coming from out-of-state, and they want to cap that at 25%, which would open up about 7,000 more slots for Virginia students at these schools.
But at the same time, it would cost money. How much?
That's the dilemma here is, of course, out-of-state students pay twice as much, at least, if not more, than in-state students. And every college and university in the state is doing their best to bring out-of-state and out-of-country students in for revenue purposes. If this cap went into effect, the estimate, according to this article, would cost about $51 million from the state's general fund. So that's been the rub. The politicians haven't been willing to include that money in the budget.
David, our next story involves a recurring theme in Virginia.
Yes, this is a nice story, a feature in the Washington Post written by Michael Ruan about the conflict between old and new in Prince William County.
The new, in this case, is a high school sports complex. The old, a family cemetery that's being moved to make room. And I guess the first question is, what will happen to the remains?
The county hired teams of people to come in and exhume the bodies for reburial. Right now, the plan is to bury them up in the north part of the county at Manassas National Battlefield Park. But the descendants of the people that used to own the land, the Lynn family, are very upset about the situation and are trying to make sure that the bodies are not moved so far away from the land that they owned, and they thought they would rest in peace forever.
County officials say the one thing they cannot do is change construction plans at this point, but they will try and work out a resolution with the family. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.